The next question, I'll direct first at Amo, and then Leon, maybe you can pitch in. We actually recently put out a Facebook note about how the corporations are essentially sabotaging our bill by doing various things and by not doing various things. Aman, so can you share with us, have you seen any results from that message we put out there?
Aman,
yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I can share some background over here. So what has happened is, you see, different companies have different priorities, and somehow we are unable to understand those priorities because it doesn't affect the employees in such large numbers as per country limit bill does. And overall, what has happened over last few weeks, as we have gone public with what is going on behind the scenes, there are many good companies that have come out in support of per country limit bill, and they are doing their background activities. Intel, Google, I'm sure I'm forgetting a few, but you know, these are good companies who are actually doing good work. They genuinely want their employees to get a green card. But then there are others who say to their employees that they care for this issue, they publish blogs, but they are not actively engaged on this subject at all. In fact, we don't mind those companies working on other issues like DACA and other issues that are not even related on the immigration subject to these companies directly. And it is fine. Every company has a right to decide how they want to navigate through the halls of Congress based on their own priority. But it bothers us, and that's why we have to have the truth be told when they are actually not directly engaged or not even doing much at all, or rather sometimes winking at members of Congress to slow things down on this bill. And that's what happens in the background, and there is nothing more powerful than the truth. And why would we say, if a company or a group of people, they are advocating positively for our bill, and it is working to the extent that we want to pass this bill, then why would we come out and say that they are working against the bill? You know, it doesn't help our cause, obviously. So that's where things are. But we have seen that since the time we came out in sharing with our membership what's going on, there are many good companies that have come out in addressing this issue. They have stepped up their effort in the background in asking to get this bill done. I'm Leon, you want to add more?
Yeah, here's what I wanted to say to everybody on this call. And look, you can decide whether to believe me or not. It's up to you. I never say that just because I say something, it's the truth or not. So just use your common sense. Everyone on this call is a smart person. That's why you're here in this country, because you're smart and you have something to contribute. So just think about it, okay? If you ask someone to do something for you and they come back to you with, this is why it can't be done, that means they don't want to do it. If they come back to you and say, okay, how do we get this done? That means they want to do it. So a company says to you, we checked with Congressman X, and he said there's no way to get this done. That's what they want to happen, and that's why they tell you that. And they want you to just shut up and stop asking them questions. That's not advocacy. Advocacy from a company is, Congressman X, do this. And so they need to come back to you and say, we pushed Congressman X to do this, and we wrote a letter to Congressman X, and all of us wrote letters as different companies, and say, we want to see the things you're doing to try to get this passed. We don't want to hear, I checked in with Congressman Y, and Congressman Y said there's no chance. That is a company that, A, doesn't want the bill to pass, B, probably told Congressman Y that they don't want the bill to pass, and C is trying to get you to shut up. And so if you hear that kind of garbage from your company, you have to tell them, we are not going to tolerate this anymore. We've been here for many years. We are getting desperate now because we have no idea what kinds of crazy policies this administration is doing. And at any minute, we could be deported. And it doesn't matter if it's en masse, like the 7-year policy, or if it's one renewal at a time. Because trust me, that's their goal. They'll find a way, whether it's one renewal at a time or an en masse policy. And so the point being, it's time for the companies to actually show you they want to do something. You see, just think logically. You see what they're doing for DACA. They're getting their CEOs to speak. They're getting letters. They're getting emails. They're going on TV. They're doing meetings with the president, etc. What are they doing for H.R. 392? So just use your brain. And if the only thing they're doing for H.R. 392 is saying, I spoke to Congress and why, that it's not going to happen, then you know the level of priority they have for this. But then that's where you've got to take the next step. And this is what takes courage on your part. And I know it's hard because your immigration status is dependent on your employer. So I get it. But this is where you have to say, we are not going to take it anymore. If we have to go to the media, we'll go to the media and say you're exploiting us. If we have to do a work stoppage, we'll do a work stoppage. You know, you have to give the employer the indication, even if you don't gonna, even if you're not going to do it, that you're at the limit and radical things could start happening now if they don't support it, because they need to see it at that level before they're going to be active. Honey works to a certain extent, but honey never works without the threat of vinegar. And so you have to give the threat of vinegar. And if you're at a company with many more, if you're at a company with many more people like you, that's the best situation, because then you can band together with everybody in your situation. If you're at, if you're the only person at your company, it's a little bit harder. But, you know, to the extent that you work in a company with many other people like you, that is where you have the most power to band together to get this done.
Thank you, Leon.
Yeah, and if I may add, I just have to add one part to what Leon just shared. So if your company or an executive is sharing with you that there is a less chance of this bill getting done, or if they are telling you that why it will not be done, you tell them, don't tell me why it will not be done. Tell me how you will get it done. Because in the end, you see, if everybody will just take the status quo as it is, then nothing will ever get done. And only the people who actually have it as a priority will try to push it. So when an employer says it cannot be done, and they peddle that thought amongst their own employees, making them look like that what they're asking for unreasonable, well, there is nothing unreasonable about a bill that has 300 plus co-sponsors and the bill that brings in $4 billion into the equation, which no other bill out there is going to do that. So that's why, you know, you need to stay strong. At the same time, there is nothing wrong with asking hard questions from the executive, even though when they are peddling their own agenda. And that's all that we request everybody. And when you will actually see through, and when you actually hear them, and if they tell you that this is not going to happen, you will see where they actually stand. So I'll just pause there and give it back to Hildinger.